This fall, the Holland Educational Foundation has been honoring the winners of the 2025 Distinguished Alumni Awards. All six of these Holland High alum are having a huge impact on the students, families, and the community in Holland. They're going to be recognized at the Holland Educational Foundation's Red Tie Gala on November 8th. Let's take a few minutes now to introduce you to each of them. The first is a local business owner, Jeff Padness. He's from the class of 1966.
There are three generations in my family who attended the same public school building. My father went to EFL, I went there, and my older two children, Ben and Rebecca, went to public school at EFL. And if there's one thing that can get across to people is that the education that you can get in the Holland Public Schools can prepare you to do anything. And we've had some phenomenal accomplishments. Well, in many cases, I'm very impressed with the kids, their breadth of knowledge. Certainly the kids we met at that Anne Frank exhibit were phenomenally impressive. And it was also amazingly diverse, and we were seeing kids succeeding.
Diamante Belcazar is better known by the class of 2021 as D-Money.
After graduation, I went out and attended Harvard College out in Cambridge, Massachusetts. There, I concentrated in neuroscience on the honors track. Ever since the end of my freshman year, I made it a point to come back and work very closely with Mr. Vartanian and give sort of this presentation in all of his classes and just talk about the different life challenges I've experienced growing up in poverty or really just having the challenge of my family move away to down to Houston when I was just barely going to be a junior in high school. Despite these challenges, I was still able to overcome, and giving students the idea that, yeah, you might have a lot of things going on, but that shouldn't be a reason for you to give up and not really chase after your dreams, is one way for me to give back. But there's so many other different ways to give back, whether that's giving a small donation, giving up your time, or really just volunteering with Holland Public Schools. No way is too small. And every way really provides such an impact and so much support to our community as a whole, but also to Holland Public Schools and really just preparing students to succeed in this world.
Sarah LaFaber, class of 92, is a teacher at Holland High School where she runs the Future Educator program.
There are a lot of things that have changed at Holland High School since I was a student here, but the things that haven't changed are the reasons why I'm here and why I love it. We are committed to people here. We love our people. We understand that all of our students come from a variety of backgrounds, and we're really proud of that. And now I actually get to raise up new future educators. I get to support my current colleagues and showing off all the great things that they do and showing it off to our current students who are going to become teachers. And being a part of the Future Educator program is probably the last thing I'll do at Holland High School, where I will get to create kind of a legacy of new students that will come back and teach for us.
Henry Cherry is from the class of 1996 and is a co-founder of I Am Academy.
I Am Academy is an organization that I wish I had when I was going through Holland Public. I could name students that I went to school with that if they had opportunities, they would be in a better spot. So right now, for me to be in the space that we are right now, to be able to encourage and walk along the side of our students, to me that's, you can't put a price tag on that.
From the class of 2007, Angela Gonzalez-Urbina is a third grade teacher at Holland Language Academy, and she also runs Ballet Folklorico Sol Azteca.
I am a proud product of HPS, and I knew that HPS gave me a great education, and I wanted to be part of that education towards other students, especially those that look like me. Ballet Folklorico Sol Azteca is very personal for me. It's part of my family history. And so to see their smiles and their faces light up when they get to wear the bright costumes and get to dance the different regions, that is the highlight of why I do Ballet Folklorico Sol Azteca. Investing in our children's education starting at a young age is so important. We want to give them the exposure to culture, diversity, language.
Finally, Hector Garcia, class of 2002, is using soccer to help shape young people as leaders in our community and beyond.
My love for Holland has always been here, not just soccer, but with some of the teachers. I met my wife here in Holland. She was also a Holland alumni. And we just built our family, and we both wanted our kids to go to Holland because Holland is in my heart. And it all happened on the soccer field. Obviously, I'm on the soccer field for a reason. I've been coaching for a long time. Coach Cy Hamel. It's hard for me to call him Greg. He's always coached to me. He always says that, you know, we don't try just to make athletes. We try to make positive human beings for the community. So I always keep that in mind when I coach. It's not just about the sport. It's who we're trying to create.
We congratulate these 2025 Distinguished Alumni Award winners. The Holland Educational Foundation invites you to celebrate them as well at their Red Tie Gala on Saturday, November 8th at 5:30. You can find a link to their website on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.